we are then at London Victoria, where we're awaiting the imminent return of the Flying Scotsman from its first tour of the Surrey Hills. And we have here some gentlemen selling Flying Scotsman souvenirs, where you can buy, well, just about anything you like. We've got Flying Scotsman coins to ties, t-shirts, plaques, all sorts. And I'm joined here by James Baldwin from Friends of the National Railway Museum. James, you've got some special connections to this train.
I have. I've been researching into the history of Flying Scotsman for about 30 years now. And this has culminated in my having published 8 separate titles about the history of Flying Scotsman.
What is the appeal?
It was the first locomotive to go 100 miles an hour. It's been to America, it's been to Australia. It's got dozens of world records. It's just totally unique. There is no other locomotive or anything like it really in existence.
Dozens, hundreds even, people waiting for it to arrive. It's really captured the public's imagination.
It really has, and when it came back in February, the interest in Flying Scotsman was such that people were starting to trespass on the track. It's very serious now that if Flying Scotsman's coming to town, it's almost like the days of the Beatles, where people wanted to see it go by and be part of it. It brings a lump to your throat, actually, that younger generation is being made aware of something that's very special to the history of this country.
Now, if there's one train you don't want to miss, it's probably this one, the Flying Scotsman. So all the passengers here in good time, including a couple of young ones I've just found. What's your name?
Owen.
And what's yours?
Arthur.
Owen, are you excited?
Definitely.
What are you excited about?
I'm excited about getting a four-course meal.
Ah, forget the train, it's all about the food.
Yeah.
But no champagne for you tonight?
No.
And what are you most looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to taking a picture of it.
It's going to be a late night, isn't it? Are you going to get a bit of sleep on the train?
Maybe, because I'm coming back at midnight.
Midnight? That's past my bedtime. Boys, enjoy the trip.
Thank you.
And here it comes. Excuse me, I was told to come up here.
What do you want? Coach seat. On your hop.
Thank you.
There you go.
I'm Patricia Cole. I live in Bookham in Surrey.
And Patricia, this isn't your first experience on a train like this, is it?
No. Been regulars with steam trains. Just love the steam engines. We grew up with the steam, and it's just a draw to come and be sitting behind the steam engine.
They don't come much more famous than this one that we're on. What does it mean to be on board here?
It's an experience that we didn't think we were going to be able to enjoy, because when we phoned, everything was booked up. Then suddenly we had an offer to come, so we just couldn't resist it. The Surrey Hills are just beautiful. Pleasure to live here.
Hello there.
Hello, you're right.
Glass of champagne?
Michael Cole. I also live in Bookham. I usually work down at the Bluebell as a guard on the railway down there most Fridays. It's terrific to be on Flying Scotsman. I last saw it about 15 years ago when I was working. It went through Woking one day.
What is it about steam? What is the enduring appeal?
It's just the motion and the workings of the steam engines and just seeing these magnificent creatures trundling along. It's fantastic.
And we're off. So we've just gone through Staines on the way to Virginia Water, Byfleet, Woking, Guildford, Reigate, Redhill, to name but just a few of the locations on the way to our final destination of West Brompton. And you can just see out the window the steam coming out of the front of the train. In fact, you can even smell it coming through the windows.
Hi, I'm Amy Stevenson and I work with Steam Dreams as a host on the train.
So Amy, of course, it's not just about the sights and the steam. It's also about the grub. Some passengers here getting a 5-course meal with wine. What's on the menu today?
So this evening we have a starter of mackerel pate with a dill and fennel pickle. And then for main we have roasted fillet of beef with a herbed mash and some fine beans and spinach with a jus, of course. And for our dessert, we have chocolate salted caramel tart with a honeycomb and raspberries.
Sounds delicious. A lot of mouths to feed. That sounds like quite a job. Who's putting all this together?
Hello, my name's Tony Keane and I'm the head chef for Steam Dreams.
And we're here in the Flying Scotsman kitchen. Dessert has just gone out and we're here with Tony, responsible for it all. How's the evening gone for you, Tony?
It's been a very good evening because it's a high-profile event. The Flying Scotsman's attracted a lot of attention. We've done a lunch and a dinner today. We've done 250 50 people for lunch, and we've just done about 200 for dinner.
It's a lot of mouths to feed. How many people have you had here supporting you?
It's a lot of people to feed out of a train carriage. I've got a team of myself and three other chefs. I've got three kitchen porters who help us with the food prep, and I've got a team of 22 waiters and waitresses.
It's not a terribly big kitchen, I must say. Lots of dirty plates they're going to need washing, because there's all that to do as well.
Yes, it's an old train carriage that we modernised to do a more plate service style of food. Galley kitchen is the best description. It rocks around, the logistics are quite tight. You know, it's 2016, so people expect a certain standard, but we do try and keep it as close to what they would have had in the past as possible.
Tony, we're going to be back in hopefully shortly before midnight. You and the team are going to sleep well this evening?
Very well this evening. We've been up since 5:30, some of us, because we had to load the train in the morning straight through till midnight. So yeah, we'll be glad to get off.
And let's take a walk now through the cabins. We're lucky to be sat in the premium cabins this evening, and they're all designed to look as they would have done when this train was first in service all those years ago. Big cushioned seats surrounding fine dining tables with cutlery and plates and some traditional curtains. People have just been served their starters, the first of a five-course meal, and they look to be enjoying it.
Marcus Roberts, chairman of Steam Dreams. On a personal level, and my ops manager, we're both steam enthusiasts, but the rest of the staff aren't. They just want to give people a lovely day out and enjoy being, you know, on a train.
What is it about steam that appeals to you?
It's the nearest man has come to creating a living creature. The human dimension is the key. Whether it's the fireman and the driver at the front getting it right so the train runs as it should. There's so many people on this train working, about 50 in total. Most trains now have a driver and maybe a revenue protection bloke, and that's it.
Well, we left London Victoria shortly before 7 o'clock. It's now 10 p.m. and we've just arrived at Shalford for a short water stop, and there are hundreds of people here to greet this famous locomotive and its famous steam engine.
Right away, Bob.
Bye, guys. Well, unfortunately, this is my last stop. The Flying Scotsman will now return to London, arriving shortly before midnight, but it'll be back in Surrey to do it all again twice on Wednesday.